It is my pleasure to present...
Good morning, and welcome to the Carmichael Dave Show, starring Carmichael Dave, Jay Mars, and your phone calls on the Fire Wings hotline at 1-800-920-1140. Text in on the Jiffy Loop text line at 44-1140. Now, strap in and sit down. Here's Carmichael Dave.
Hello. Good morning. Let's go. Country people didn't get it either, Jay. So you know.
You were expecting the countries to get it?
Countries didn't get it. Good morning.
Do countries play that game?
Probably not.
In their world, is that a thing?
Play Old Maid. I did something.
Play Bridge.
You know, it's funny.
Hey, were your grandparents in a bridge club? Mine were.
No, but I do want to play Bridge. I'm holding off because I know that's really the true crossroads to...
Dude, that's
old,
like...
Old elderdom.
Mm-hmm. That's like put you in a home at that point.
I have a prediction, though. I'll bet you sometime in our lifetime, probably not for a while, sometime in our lifetime, like, Bridge is the exact type of game that will get super hot with the young kids.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Like, at some point, like, there's going to be some think pieces, like, the newest thing sweeping the nation.
Mason's going to come home from that second year of college.
Right.
So, bud... How was it? Let me tell you something, Dad.
Yeah.
Bridge Club.
We get awesome, Dad. Bridge is insane. You wouldn't understand.
You're too old.
You're too old. Yeah, it'll be like Speed Bridge or yes. some twist they'll put on it.
Digital Bridge, VR Bridge.
man. I play just about every weekend. I play a game called Spades.
Mm-hmm.
And I was turned on to that game about 4 years ago, and it's just
online with friends or both.
No, with friends. We it was same couple. Our we always call our quarantine couple. You know, everyone we know them, where they're going, what they're doing. We all have the same kind of attitude.
Yeah, you guys track each other's iPhones. It's cool.
We do share the location, right? We'll get to that in a second. Actually, it's funny you brought that up.
Is it?
Yeah, a little bit. But it's a perfect game for, I mean, it's a four-person game. So it's a perfect game for if you have another couple you hang out with, you just sit there. The reason why, one of the biggest reasons I love it so much, good morning. I hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful Labor Day weekend. I don't drink. And one of the things I detest doing is sitting with my wife and whomever. I can't go to a bar or hang out. She'll just go grab a lawn chair and a 12-pack of who knows what. Or usually it's actually bourbon now.
And she'll 12-pack of bourbon, that's a bit extreme.
12-pack of whatever bullet.
Also expensive.
She'll just sit there and I never says people just sitting at a table drinking and talking every weekend. It's incredibly boring. I get really bored, and I think it's my ADD. I can't.
No, that's just ADD. It's fine. I do the same thing.
I can't do it.
Tune in and out of those conversations.
It's so lame.
We were in Doco yesterday with some friends, just getting chips and salsa and some drinks, just, you know, enjoying the afternoon. And I find myself, I have to catch myself, and you know I do this all the time. For those that don't know, I have, like, severe ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in school, I need Ritalin to... actually school.
I'm a Ritalin grad.
Yeah,
too.
I listen.
Vitamin R, they called it.
No, I mean now.
Oh, you're still doing the Ritz?
With college? Oh, I have to. I can't not.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I will catch myself and have to bring myself back into conversation so many times.
Sure.
Or I'll get a little nudge on my knee like,
hey,
back here. Like, thanks.
Yeah, for people like you and me, the worst words you can possibly hear are, well, don't you agree? Or what do you think?
I think it's great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Whatever you said, agreed.
Fantastic. Not listening.
Not at all.
Thinking about, I don't know, steak. Yeah.
And I swear it's not out of rudeness, although I'm sure people perceive it that way. It's just, it's a neurological thing.
Yeah, you have to have something to do. Play darts.
Yes, exactly.
Pool.
Keep my mind occupied.
Dice. I don't care. Just something other than hearing. And the more.
Maybe do you like dominoes?
I do enjoy Domino's. Yeah, I actually do. I haven't played in a long time. But
the game, not the pizza, of course.
Fun. Oh, both, actually. I appreciate Domino's. I respect
I like
them.
The crust for Domino's. Domino's is good crust.
I respect Domino's because they're not a sponsor, but whatever. I respect them because they try hard.
Yeah, no.
You can tell over the last decade, they've really tried to do it. They care.
It's hilarious how they've tried to transition from like low budget pizza to low budget Italian eatery.
Right. Which is great. I mean, hey, you can go grab yourself a nice little family meal. For
a little calzone
bucks,
action.
Right? But you got to do something. Yeah, you have to have something to do. I don't care what it is. And maybe it's because I don't drink. But then as the night goes on and people get more drunk, then I'm just like, you guys are so stupid. This is all dumb. And you're all talking dumb. And it's
all dumb.
I get hateful. And then I just realize it's because I'm bored.
Yeah. Because you're the only one that's not on their level, so
right,
to speak.
Which is why people, and that's second only to my favorite person, which is, dude, you got to have a shot, guy or girl.
That guy is fine in their 20s. Once you reach your 30s, you should not be, let's have a shot,
and
guy.
Let's take the shot out of it. You got to have a, oh, come on, you got to have a, let me rephrase it. Guy or girl who needs you to drink to mm-hmm. help them have a good time.
Right.
No.
Yeah, I've never gone up to anybody and been like, you need this, you need that. Yeah. I've always been like, what do you want to drink, sir? Alcohol
right.
or non-alcohol?
Right.
We'll
no
pour
problem.
It for you.
I promise I won't worry about what you're drinking.
I'm worried about what I'm drinking.
Yeah, exactly. Don't worry. And then eventually it gets to the point where it's like they're the people that knock on your door with the pamphlets, like they're just pushing the stuff on you. And then finally, I turn it around. I can't say what I suggest they do on the air, but I'll tell you what, I'll have a drink to help you have a good time. I need you to do something for me to have a good time.
Right.
And if you agree to that, I'll sit there and watch you do that thing while I sip on a beer. And that usually ends the, what? That's not the same. Well, okay. Go away. I'm playing darts.
And enjoying my Diet Coke. Leave me alone.
Cribbage is a wonderful game. A couple people pointed that out. Yes.
Isn't that the Harry Potter game?
No, that's Quidditch.
Oh.
Cribbage is a game I learned in Minnesota. got me through a winter in Minnesota.
Cribbage sounds very Minnesota-esque.
Sharing locations. I was talking to a friend this weekend who their significant other, this person they're dating, had stopped sharing their location.
Uh-oh.
Right. Here's my thing. I don't share my location with anybody because it's weird.
Yeah, I've never done that. And, I've never felt a need to.
And for those of you who are like, oh, well, what if you get, okay, what? Give me all the stories of people that have been in peril and their location was shared and it saved them. I mean, maybe I'm sure there's some, but.
Wouldn't you just text somebody who would be, you know.
But what if your arms got cut off in the crash? That's what I hear. Well, you can't text.
You know what? If my arms get cut off in the crash, let me go.
Yeah, how about, hey, Siri?
No, seriously. If my arms get cut off in the crash, assume I don't want to be here anymore.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can do. But,
I mean, geez.
You know,
that's their.
Right, but now you're going to get people without arms that are going to regulate.
Sorry, I don't mean that in any sort of way.
Well, no, you very specifically meant that. That's your preference. You're welcome to it. I don't. It's weird. My dad, apparently my location was being shared to my dad, and I didn't know this, and I don't know how many years this went on. And then a couple weeks ago, it was before we were leaving for Mexico, we were late getting over there, and we get there, and my dad's like, well, you were on Wallerga Boulevard forever. And I'm like, what?
Was he studying you?
He sits there and watches where I'm at.
Is that the equivalent to what old people, like my grandparents, used to listen to the scanner?
Well,
is this for that generation now? I watched your location.
So I immediately take him off location. Now he's like, oh, I like to see where you are and what you're doing, especially when you travel. And I know he means it in the most innocent way. But I said, no, Dad, because you're using it as a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? I said, Dad, I'm an hour late. When I got to your house, you said, well, you were doing this and this and this. What gives? You were using it in my dad's an attorney in a court of law to prosecute me. No, I wasn't. I said, Dad, why didn't you just text me when I was 10 minutes late and ask me where I was? You chose to not text me for the whole hour while watching me so that when I could arrive, you would then assault me verbally. No more location for you. And then on the way home, he said, are you sure? And I was like, all right, here you can have my location.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a small win. Yeah, it's weird. And I wouldn't share my location, especially with somebody I'm dating. That's like a new thing now. Oh, he stopped sharing his location. He must be doing something.
If you're in the dating process and you have to share your location, just throwing this out there, it's going to fail.
Right.
It's bound to fail.
It will, for a fact, fail.
If trust is coming up in like the first three dates, it's going to fail.
Here's another one. If you have to share a Facebook page with your significant other,
oh, you're the worst human
you're
alive.
You're already done. You might be married. You might have kids. Your marriage might be great. You might be sitting here right now saying, not us, guys. No. Call us and we have a really good divorce attorney that advertised on this because it's coming.
The only acceptable thing for that is if like you're over 75 and only one knows how to use the Facebooks.
If you are of an elderly age and you're just using it to share, or if let's say the wife or the husband has something to share family photos and one significant other's never on it. But if you're two active Facebook users,
if you're Gus and Shannon Williams sharing a page, go away.
You're
the worst.
That couple will be going away eventually.
You're the worst.
Yeah, they're going. I mean, don't want to start your week out like that, but you're getting a divorce
at some point. Yeah, it's
going
to happen.
You're going to get.
You're just
divorce.
Delaying the inevitable.
All right. Anyways, we got to start a show here.
That was nice.
Coming up next.
I love having a nice big Labor Day weekend. People tune in, and then for 10 minutes, we're just like, this is stupid, that sucks, and you're horrible.
To be fair, this is one of the worst sports weeks of the year.
Gosh.
It's a bridge week.
two more days. Leading off, the Giants, the A's, and golf. We'll lead it off next.
It's time for Leading Off, brought to you by Lasher's Elk Grove Dodge, where for over 60 years, their name means a great deal in the Elk Grove Auto Mall and online at elkgrovedodge.com. Here's cut number one.
Swinging a little bouncer right back to Leon. He's got it, flips it over to Ruff at first, and the ball game is over.
I love how my team wins, and I'm happy about it. They beat their rival. Huge, huge, huge win. And in the back of my head, I know I got to come in here today and hear your ass.
My ass what?
Well.
My team lost.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Go ahead what?
You've been waiting all weekend.
Waiting for what?
Literally setting it up for you. Here's a platter.
Setting up what?
Setting it up. Setting up. Oh, do you not know that I follow you on Twitter?
I know you follow me on Twitter.
We've interacted
before
on Twitter. Yeah. Giants take 2 of 3.
Just like someone told you they would.
As I told you on Friday. I said that, right?
No. Hey. You and Pat steal the Debbie Downers of the Giants fandom.
There's no way. It's the Dodgers. The Giants have finally shown who they are after the Brewers series. Yada, 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 yada.
Uh-huh.
Nope. They beat the Dodgers 2-3, beat the Rockies last night, and here we are. The team you said would not see first place again, just sitting right atop the NL West with the best record in baseball.
Well, let's not throw the Rockies win in there.
Why? Win's a win.
Beat the Cardinals.
Yeah, the Cardinals are decent.
The Rockies aren't. That's my point. It's not really. Let's not add that into the Dodger win.
But do you play them? You have to beat them.
No, I understand.
Every series of game is important
just
from here
like
on out.
Laying out, you know, like all these great things, and you're like, oh yeah, you drink some water. Like what? Okay.
Water. You need, but do you not need water to live?
It's necessary.
You need Rockies victories to live.
Yeah, Giants take 2-3. This was and not just because we won 2-3, but I mean the Giants. This is a very fun series. This was
a great series.
This is a wild series.
It was the epitome of why I predicted the Dodgers would lose the first two and then win the third game with Buehler on the mound on Sunday. But it's like, this is more so, it wasn't that I was super confident in the Giants. I was just confident in the Dodgers doing something stupid in this series. And lo and behold, Sunday, Walker Buehler just forgot how to pitch.
Wasn't confident in that. Walker Buehler's record against the Giants coming in was like 57-0 with a .003 ERA. Something close to that. And boy, oh boy, they just bat him around.
Yeah. Nah, they teed off on him.
And Dave Roberts didn't really have the ammo to pull him early because they had exhausted that bullpen. It's the right strategy. I don't blame Roberts one bit. Exhaust your bullpen in the first two. You got Walker Buehler on the mound on Sunday Night Baseball.
Yeah, strategically, it's correct.
It's fine. Just didn't work that way. Much, much, much more on this series. Also, a collective lack of reading comprehension amongst many Dodger fans, including our dear friend, the Athletic's Jason Jones. Yeah, we got to talk about this.
I didn't say this.
Oh, people need to read better. People need to read good.
Dear God, I just thought it's going to be 106 today.
Yep.
Yuck.
This is the last death rattle of summer. Happens every year.
Ew, tomorrow, 107. Gross.
Uh-huh. Really gross, dude.
Just disgusting.
Number two.
Leading off. Cut number two.
Swing and a miss to finish the ball game. Dominant performance over Oakland today with an 8-0 win.
I don't know what to tell you, Oakland fans. I'm not going to come on here and declare the season over.
I will.
Are you?
I'll come on here and declare it's over. It's done.
Really?
I mean, I'll give a little bit of a chance for a wild card. The division's wrapped. That's done, right? We're in agreement there.
Yes.
6 games back, that's over.
The division's been wrapped. Imagine scoring 18 runs in your first 2 games and losing both.
Imagine the first one losing on a walk-off by the all-star that you just let walk off this off-season. I should have said walk-off season. Yeah. I messed that up.
The Blue Jays scored 29 runs in 3 games. And it wasn't like one of those games was 19-2.
No.
They score 11, 10, and 8. The good news is, as the series went on, the A's pitching staff tightened up a little bit. That's good. It was a progressively lower. Maybe if they played today, the Jays would maybe only score 6 or 7.
Maybe.
I don't know what to tell you. Ever since Chris Bassett went down, this has not been the same team. And I know certainly it's not specifically because of that. But you go back to that White Sox series, that's the equivalent of when, remember when Chris Davis hit the wall in May a few years back? I think it was against Milwaukee, and he was not the same. And arguably has never been the same.
No, after that, that hip was just messed up.
And what is it? Causation doesn't equal court, whatever that saying is. I don't know if that's why, but the A's are on a slide. The A's don't show any signs.
No.
Truly of coming back. They are now in third place, 6 behind the Astros. They have a shot at the wild card, but they're 3.5 back. With about, 25 games? 24?
I think I saw 28.
Yeah,
something in there.
Yeah, they're going to have
less than 30.
They're going to have to go on one of those AZ runs. They're going to have to do some sort of, 20-6 run.
Sure, and then you're also betting that the Red Sox and Yankees just suck the rest of the year, too, which I wouldn't bet on.
No, by the way, shout out to the Red Sox. They were, the Rays, down 6-0 to the Red Sox. I think it was yesterday. It might have been the Sunday. They were down 6-0, came back. That was a wild one. I think it was 11-10.
Yeah, there was a stat like they were 69-0 versus the Rays when leading by 6-plus runs until the other day.
Number three.
Leading off. Cut number three.
Tap in birdie for Cantlay on the biggest day of his career. FedEx Cup champion Patrick Cantlay at 21 under.
21 under.
Yeah.
You say.
Now, let's understand. He was 11 under for the tournament. You start out at 10 under if you're Patrick Cantlay on the heels of his win over Bryson DeChambeau in that awesome playoff the week before. Cantlay leads wire to wire again, starting out at 10 under. He had his 2-stroke lead, I think, over John Rahm. I think it was John Rahm, whoever the heck was in second. He had a 2-stroke lead there. John Rahm played fantastic. And that's the interesting thing. Excuse me. Rahm started out 6 under. He started out 4 shots back at Cantlay. And what's interesting, this is where the tournament scoring becomes interesting. Because John Rahm beat Patrick Cantlay in the tournament. I mean, and what I mean by that is John Rahm had a better score. But he was 4 back. And he only outdid Cantlay by 2. So Patrick Cantlay wins $15 million. That's not bad, right? That's not bad at all. He's going to need to be responsible with that money. And I know a guy who can help him. So this message is for Patrick Cantlay. If you're looking for a house in the Sacramento area, now you might just want to make a cash offer, but why would you do that? Get a mortgage. Let your cash work for you. You can get super low rates, Patrick. With my good friend Shelby, refinancewithshelby.com. Refinancewithshelby.com. Now listen, we may be flipping spots and different breaks here. That's fine. It's okay. Because the bottom line is this is a message that's important for you. Whether you're looking to do a purchase, And when Shelby can close your loan in under 17 days, my goodness, that's quick. I just get your refinance, take cash out, lower your rate, get rid of your mortgage insurance, whatever it may be. Now, that's what I did. You should do the same. Shelby is local. He understands the market. He knows all the title companies, appraisers. That matters. You got some ding-dong in Florida trying to do your loan. They're just cold calling. Not Shelby. And all those appraisers and everybody else, they want Shelby's business. Which means they want your business, which means they're going to work extra hard for you. That's how the mortgage industry works. Go to refinancewithshelby.com. That's refinancewithshelby.com. NMLS number 279051, BRA number 0186-4354.
Yeah! That was nice!
Coming up next.
All right, let's get into the Giants-Dodgers series, what it means, what it doesn't mean as well. And also, the Giants are on the road, but when they get back, you better eat before you go to the game. We'll tell you why next.
When management finally gets tired and just gives up, the Carmichael Dave Show returns now.
What a weekend of baseball. My goodness. Whether you were a Giants fan or a Dodger fan, obviously if you're a Dodger fan, you wanted two more wins, if not at least one.
You wanted to win the series and be in first place Tuesday morning when we got on the radio. I know that was the Dodgers' goal, so that we could talk about them in first place.
I like what both managers said too, Dave Roberts and Gabe Kapler, and
they help both teams try hard.
Well, I'm sure. Well, do you really hope the other team tries hard?
You want them to try hard and then lose, so you can point in their face and laugh.
I'd rather not try hard and win easily. Either way, some of this I'm sure was manager speak and cliche speak, but I weirdly believe it. Say, listen, these games are important, but we still have about 25 games left. We're not going to throw the kitchen sink in. And listen, we lose. We want to win. But if we win a game against this other team and the Dodgers lose a game against another team, It's the same as beating them. You know, you want to control your own destiny. The Giants do right now by the slimmest of margins. It was a playoff series in every single way but official. And the ending of that first game, I was so hoping the perfect ending would have been for Buster Posey to tag Justin Turner. Instead, he tagged the wrong guy. And I sat there just waiting for that mistake to come home, and it didn't. The second game, the Dodgers won comfortably. And then the third game, the Dodgers made it really interesting. And then even then, you had the game end on replay with the Yastrzemski catch. Against the net, and it was the right call. What you didn't expect was Walker Buehler to be a gas can. Mm-mm. Absolutely didn't expect that. The numbers are as such. What was it? The 20-19.
Yeah,
on games this year, the Giants win the season series. The Dodgers outscore the Giants by 2 runs,
and that was going into the series. I believe both teams were tied in runs at 86 apiece.
They were. They were tied at 86 runs. They were tied in – I mean, it's as even as possible. It's as even as possible. And, Jeff, I tweeted something, listen, now is not the time to talk the garbage, number one. Number two,
But here it comes.
No. Because I truly in my heart, not in my brain as well, but both, I truly in my heart believe not only the Dodgers the more stacked team, but that they will – inevitably face the Giants in the postseason and beat them. And I have obvious logical. The only way the Giants beat the Dodgers in the postseason, the only way, well, other than massive more injuries to the Dodgers, is one of those illogical, you can't put your finger on it baseball things, which is a thing.
Well, yeah, especially with the Giants. I mean, that the organization is defined by it.
It is a thing. But the Dodgers are just so stacked. They're just so stacked, and they went out yesterday. Max Scherzer, who the Giants were fortunate enough to miss, went out and threw a gem. Clayton Kershaw looks good. Who's the other guy? There's another pitcher. It's really, really good.
We got a
good.
Lot of pitchers.
There's
that
another
really
pitcher
good.
That just – it was Kershaw and somebody else threw a bully session and apparently looked really good. So I tweeted out the the stats we just talked about. The Giants, wait, excuse me, I said 20-19. The Giants won the regular season series 10-9. And they play 39 times, although I'd love it. The Dodgers, I think it was 80-78 runs scored. And it's an amazing when you look at how stacked the Dodgers are and how much they spend. The difference between the Dodger payroll and the Giants payroll, the difference is more than the entire payroll of 12 teams in Major League Baseball.
So what are the two payrolls right now?
The Dodgers are at two-something-something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two-something-something.
The Giants aren't. I'll get the
Giants. I know the Giants are 10th overall in payroll, though. They're a top-10 team.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And boy, was that a triggering comment for some people.
And by the way, so, again, for people that aren't understanding, just so I make sure I'm on the same page as you, you're talking about basically take the Dodgers' payroll, take the Giants' payroll, subtract the number, and the number you get is more than 12 teams. I'm understanding that correctly.
That is
right?
Correct. The Dodgers' payroll is $267-plus million. Dollars. The Giants' payroll is $161 million plus. That is a difference of $106 million. That is more than the entire payrolls of the Milwaukee Brewers, who are, gee golly, doing quite well. The Rangers, the A's, the Diamondbacks, Tigers, Royals, Mariners, Rays, Marlins, Pirates, Orioles, and soon-to-be Guardians of Cleveland.
They guard the entire city.
The whole point of the tweet was that baseball is truly the great equalizer. The fact of the matter is the Giants and Dodgers played that close of that even of a series, and you have this vast difference in payroll between the two. And that brought in some of the following responses. You act like the Giants are last in payroll. No, it's not what I said. Well, the Giants had a higher payroll than the Dodgers in 2010 and 2000. Again, that's not what I said. Why are you whining about the Dodgers? So Giants could spend more money. What are you saying? Your championships were bought? That's not what I said. I didn't even whine, which I can. But I didn't whine about the Dodgers spending $500 billion. In baseball, I think it's incredible that you can have that vast of a difference in payroll, but then on the field be even. And by the way, the much better story than the Giants, which I would gladly bring up, but they didn't play a series last weekend, is one of the teams I just mentioned, the Tampa Bay Rays.
Best record in American League.
Best record in the American League, tied with the Dodgers for second best record in baseball. Their payroll is $70 million. Their payroll is it's $197 million less. If you'd like to know what that means that the team tied with the Dodgers for the second best record in baseball, the difference between the Dodger payroll and the Ray payroll is greater than all but the Dodgers, Yankees, and Mets' entire salary cap. The whole thing, almost $200 million difference, and they have the same record. That doesn't mean I'm ripping the Dodgers, and I am complimenting the Rays. You're not going to see that in basketball. You're not going to see that generally in football. You usually get what you pay for. Injuries can be an issue.
Well, it's because both of those sports have caps. You know, the hard cap in the NFL, the soft cap in the NBA.
Correct.
And it just kind of goes to show people. I like the analogy. Yes, it is the great equalizer, baseball. You have the Rays, which is this great story against the juggernaut team. But the problem is those teams with the low payrolls, they cycle in and out of being good because they can never retain players. Because there's no minimum salary floor to reach. You could literally have a payroll of $10 million in players if you actually wanted to.
Right.
And then there's the luxury tax implications for the higher teams is just not that great. So they are willing to spend into the $260 million range because the tax just isn't that bad.
Sure. And that needs to, we've talked about this before, and we will talk a little bit more about it at 8 o'clock. I was talking to a friend of mine who's an A's fan. I was talking about this subject. He's like, oh, yeah, the Giants and Dodgers. Well, you guys are a bunch of poor teams. And I get it. From A's point of view, like, dude, shut up, everybody.
Right.
We spend a dollar. We'd love to have your issue.
Like, A's fan just watched an all-star walk off against them on Friday that they should have retained.
Yeah.
but they're so cheap.
Yep.
Like, think about the A's right now, and we're going to get the A's here in just a little bit. How good would this team be if they still had Marcus Semien and Liam Hendricks?
They would probably, I would say this, they would certainly, I believe, be in the wild card. And I think
at the minimum,
and I think they'd be within maybe a game or two of the Astros. They would be.
They might even be leading the Astros. Semien and Hendricks have had amazing seasons.
They'd be in a legit race for the AL West, and they would be in the playoffs. One of the Yankees or Red Sox would mm-hmm. be behind them. Yes, I completely agree with you. And really, for A's fan, this is far more important. Listen, the Giants, this was a year that wasn't supposed to happen. Let's not worry about that. The Giants have all kinds of – if you think the Giants are going to be bringing in free agents next year and throwing a ton of cash around, you're 100% wrong. And speaking of a ton of cash, it's not necessarily about cash, but real quick, as we close out the segment, I told you, when the Giants come back into town, you might want to eat before you go.
Mm-hmm.
Because the concession workers are on strike at Oracle Park. They voted Saturday overwhelmingly to strike, citing concerns over COVID-19 safety and health coverage. According to the Local 2, their union, at least 20 concession workers have contracted COVID since the stadium reopened this season. They are employed by a company called Bon Appetit, which is contracted by the Giants. They worked Saturday night's 6-1 loss. They worked Sunday's series. But what they want is they want hazard pay, they want health care, and they want safety on the job, better safety on the job. So we will see, because I don't know really how you I don't know how you combat that one. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how you combat. I mean, other than obviously giving them the safety pay and all that stuff, or the hazard pay, excuse me, and all that. Pay them out, but I don't know what else you're going to do. I would hope. I have not been there since everything reopened to see just how things are, but I would hope there's a lot of plexiglass and gloves and all that stuff. But listen, if you are going to a game and they are on strike, like I said, eat before. You save money. Grill something up. My good friends at Cinch. C-Y-N-C-H. Seriously. Football starts Thursday, and opening day is Sunday. I'm already getting my Sunday menu ready to go. Test fired the grill yesterday. Failed miserably on a rack of ribs. It did not turn out well. Sometimes you just get a stinker. But this is where you get everything out of the way is in the preseason. Now that football is starting, and despite the fact that it's going to be hotter than Hades this week in Sacramento, now's the time. This is where it counts. This is where it's for all the marbles. Don't be caught without propane. Go to cinch.com. It's a propane exchange company. What does that mean? That means you put your empty propane tanks on your porch. You go online, you order a new one, and hey, look. New propane right at your front door. Cheaper than you get at the gas station. Whether it's one for your grill, one for your space heater, one for your fire pit, whatever you need propane for. You can also order new tanks as well so you don't have propane anxiety. It's that simple. Right now, if you use promo code DAVE, your first exchange is $10. That's it, $10. It's less than half of what you pay at the gas station. Cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H, Cinch.com, promo code DAVE.
Yeah! That was nice!
Coming up next.
All right, we go from the Giants to the Athletics. We'll talk a little bit about the series. We'll talk a little bit about the cap as well. Really, why A's fans have all kinds of reasons to be upset. I don't blame them. We'll do that next.
Like a radio cockroach, you just can't get rid of them, no matter how hard you try. Back to the Carmichael Dave Show.
He swings and he dumps one deep into right center field. Way back there, still going. Adios! Pelota! To the big part of the ballpark. A big fly for Belt. 1-0 in the first inning.
Swinging a hard ground ball pass first. Fair ball! Headed down into the right field corner. It goes right by the wall and into the corner. One run is scored. Here comes Yaz. He scores and streaking into third with a triple.
Steven Duggar. And he has an impact right now. A two-run triple and has put the Giants back ahead. Swing and a high fly ball along the right field line, slicing foul. Yastrzemski goes all the way over. He reaches up. He makes the catch. And the ball game is over.
I know this is the A segment, but I forgot to play Giants highlights.
Oh, thanks. Super cool of you.
Is the Dodger poncho bad luck? Did I throw a curse on
they
it?
They have not won a Giants series since you gave me the poncho.
By the way, I follow it's a wonderful Twitter account. All about baseball fights.
I wake up in the morning and I see I have like 24 notifications on Twitter. I'm like, what happened? That happened.
Listen, like 80% of the fights do involve Dodger fans. They might be curating that way. I don't know, but I do find it hilarious. And over the weekend, there was a fight involving Dodger fans. But it was a weird fight because it looked like two Giants fans were fighting each other. And then the Dodger fan came in to break it up. And then Dodger fans started fighting. It was really weird. But one of them was wearing your poncho.
I know. And you said it was me. And I think some people believed you.
It.
By some of the tweets I got,
Dang,
is Jay going to be okay come Tuesday? Like, Jay's not fighting anybody, nor is Jay at the game.
What are you starting stuff for, Jay? The AL West standings with the Astros just clobbering the Mariners last night. The A's are six back of the Stros, still a half game back of the Mariners for even second place. And it's not looking great when it comes to the wild card either. They are 3.5 back. The Yankees and Red Sox, just like baseball likes it, have both wild card spots. Followed by the Blue Jays, Mariners, and the A's, who are effectively tied 3 and 3.5 games back. But still, A's have lost 3 in a row. A's have lost 6 of 10. I don't know.
You thought there was life after the Tigers series, though, right? They take 3 of 4 in Detroit. I mean, granted, it's Detroit, but geez.
Absolutely did. Absolutely thought they'd have pushed their way far enough from the White Sox series that was just so destructive in so many ways. Okay, well, we knew going into Toronto that would be tough. But you grab one. And I will say this, listen. It sucks because we're on sports radio and you got to have opinions and you have to make, statements. And in baseball, until you're out of it, you're not out of it. We have seen many times teams, I don't know why the Cardinals of a few years back always come into my mind, but we have seen teams at this point of the year completely out of it. The funeral is held and then they end up making the postseason. So it's folly to guarantee anything. But, Jay, I'm telling you, the most important series of the year for the A's is coming up. Right now, the White Sox series at home. This is a chance for them to exercise some demons. This is a chance for them to play one of the best teams in baseball. They're at home. They come back from a long road trip. They had a day off. It starts today, 6:40, right here on KHDK. This, to me, is a series. If the White Sox come in and take 2 or 3 or more, again, you can't guarantee anything. But that's the last nail in the coffin, I think. The schedule does open up a little bit with 3 at home against Texas, 3 at Kansas City, 3 at the Angels, and then you get 4 with Seattle before you finish with. On September 20th, in just less than 2 weeks, the rest of the A season is Seattle, Houston. 4 at home against Seattle, 3 at home against Houston, 3 at Seattle, 3 at Houston to end the year. They will control a little bit of their destiny in the AL West. Unfortunately, they shouldn't be worried about the AL West right now.
No, at this point, you're looking at the wild card. You're not catching Houston. There's no way. You're catching Houston maybe if you go 6-0 against them, and that's just not going to be a thing. So let's look at this realistically. You have the wild card. That's it. That's all you have going for you at this point in the season is the wild card. I don't see the Yankees or the Red Sox just going on a massive losing streak.
No, I don't. Especially the Yankees.
No.
But this might be the last, this may very well be the last day that you can say, as funny as it sounds, the Oakland A's do control their own destiny. They still do. They're exactly 6 back of the Astros. They have 6 remaining with the Astros.
You get 2 or 3 from the White Sox, and then you look ahead to the Rangers, the Royals, and the Angels. You're probably feeling really good about that. But you got to get 2 or 3 from the White Sox, right. Which, again, the last time you faced them, they absolutely killed you. I don't know. I don't feel good about the A's chances here. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a negative Nancy. I would be... It's almost, to me, if they don't get swept, that's the win.
Well,
and it doesn't even matter at that point.
That's what's so interesting. Yeah, you know, we talked about the Giants taking 2 or 3 from the Dodgers. And with the A's, you know, A's fan always thinks this is condescension. It's not. It really does fire me up. You know, look at the A's season this year, and let's say they don't make the playoffs. Now it's kind of a failure, especially with the way they played all year. But, again, we have to talk about it. Baseball is so screwed up right now in how payroll is executed or not executed. And, yes, every team can spend a ton of money, but some teams are just run differently.
Right.
And that's the same way in every sport. Trust me when I say in basketball and in football, you would see similar things. You do in some aspects see similar things, but you have a floor. You have a salary floor, a bigger salary floor. You saw Marcus Semien beat the A's himself with his hands. Over the weekend at one point.
That's the one that kills me.
Well, and that's another one that got away. That's something that the Dodgers and the Giants and a lot of other teams, if they want to re-sign their guys, they're going to re-sign their guys.
And let's be clear, it's not like Semien signed a 5-year, $140 million deal in Toronto. He also didn't sign a 3-year, $60 million deal in Toronto. What was his deal? Like 1 in 14.5 or something like that? Something very affordable.
Yeah. Yep, it was.
Very affordable.
And that's just not the way it works for the A's. So you look at how that's working. Let me find, where is Marcus Semien? Why am I not seeing on the Jays here? That's really weird. I'm not even seeing Marcus Semien listed. There he is. He's making $18
million. Okay, 1 in 18.
You know, Charlie Morton is 77 years old, and the Braves just re-signed him to a $20 million deal.
1 year, but $20 million.
But still.
By the way, not a whole lot of guys you want pitching a game 7 more than Charlie Morton, but.
And there's something very simple that could happen in baseball that would just make it a little bit easier, just a little bit easier. I don't know who the Larry Bird equivalent would be. Maybe you put Curtis Flood's name on it because he meant so much to free agency, but you need to have the equivalent of Bird rights where it really does make a difference in baseball. For example, the A's should have been able to sign Marcus Semien to either more money or should have been able. It needs to be easier for teams to retain their players. Now, your argument there would be, well, hold on a second. The A's could have paid him $18 million. He would have stayed. So the bird rights thing wouldn't have worked. You have to have the bird rights in conjunction with the cap.
But you have no cap. So you have to have a cap before you can get the bird rights.
That's what I'm saying. You need to have both.
Yeah, I agree. Once you get a cap, if you institute some sort of bird rights, absolutely. But you need the cap first.
And the problem here is, this is what's very interesting with the cap. The problem here is the owners, not the players.
Sure.
The players don't want the cap. Players union does not want a cap.
Well, no, because if you have a cap, you're not going to see those Mike Trout, Manny Machado, Bryce Harper level of deals anymore.
Correct. So there's a really easy answer.
Also, if you're an agent, you don't want a cap. No.
There's a very easy answer to that as well. Put us in the negotiation room. You take the average Major League Baseball salary over the last 5 years, and you make that your floor, and then you institute a cap. You have a floor, and you have a cap.
Yeah.
You have massive, massive, massive penalties.
And they're talking about doing this. I don't think the way they're proposing it now is going to be the end-all, be-all for that, but I agree. Find the average salary. There's your floor. And make teams like the A's, who have profited off of these big market teams and getting, you know, luxury tax dollars directed back to them and then never putting it back into the roster.
Now they
make them start investing that money into the roster because that's where that money belongs.
The owners will hate that. The owners will hate it.
They're going to hate having to compete. Right. Damn it.
And you know what? If you don't want to do that,
sell the team.
Somebody else wants to buy your team.
Yes.
And you're going to make a nice profit. We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice.
Coming up next.
All righty. Soundgarden time. Chip Kelly and UCLA made a very happy Jason Ross over the weekend. Jay Cutler has comments, and not the only comment we'll hear from him today. Terrell Owens, you're going to join Jake Paul and start making money in the ring? We'll tell you who he could fight next.